The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, we will start commenting on the book of Revelation. Maybe because of the news in the world about the coronavirus, so I felt that most of the people want to know what's about the end of this life, what the Bible says about the strikes or the attacks given by God to help people to repent. Is it the end of the story nowadays? Most of the people do not understand the book of Revelation, and most of the Christians even never touch this book because they feel like it's full of mysteries. And yes, it's like a book of revelations, many revelations in the same book. So we cannot understand it fully. We cannot go into all the details and say this is equal that. But you know, we have to understand this book in a spiritual way as taught by our forefathers. This book was written by Saint John the Evangelist. You know, Saint John was the only apostle out of the 12 who stayed till the end of the first century. All the other 11 apostles were killed, were murdered, and became martyrs about the year 70. So he was the only patriarch of the church. He was the only apostle left to guide the church. So he was considered like an enemy to the Roman Empire. And in the era of Domitian, one of the emperors of the Roman Empire, he put him in Patmos, one of the islands in the Mediterranean Sea. And during this period being exiled, he could see the visions, he could see the revelation, and he wrote this book. And when you visit this island, you will visit a very nice church in a mountain, and you can see the place in which the revelation happened. God revealed the secrets of this coming days to his beloved John. Also, when we study the book of Revelation, we will find out the exact way of writing common to Saint John the Evangelist. When you study the Gospel of Saint John, the epistles written by Saint John, and also the book of Revelation, you can easily find out that the writer is the same. Guided by the Holy Spirit to reveal the secrets of God, the Gospel and the epistles focus so much on the secret of divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity, and also the holy sacraments, the life of the church and the life of the whole world in the new covenant. But in the book of Revelation, the focus is about the battle between the evil side and God's side, and then how it will end up with the kingdom of heaven and the condemnation of all evil powers. When we go through the book of Revelation, we will find out that we start from the period of Saint John, the suffering of the church at that time, the common seven churches in Asia Minor at that time. Saint John was like their patriarch, their father, so he was following up with the church leaders, with the church bishops at that time. But you know, the book of Revelation is like a story coming ups and downs. You go up to heaven to see one of the visions, and then down to earth to see the sufferings of Christians and the strikes given by God to rebuke the people on the world, then up again to see God's power in heaven and the life of the angels and the praises of God, then down to earth. So it comes like waves till we end up in heaven and no coming down again. Also, you can see like the number of seven repeated so many times in the book of Revelation, because as you all know, number seven symbolized the idea of completion. Everything is completed. So with this book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, as if it's all finished. Now the story of human race on earth will be finished, because the start of the new era, the life after death will start and will continue forever. Also, when we study the book of Revelation, we will find out that all the character of our Lord Jesus Christ is revealed. His divine nature, his human nature, his suffering on the cross, his care to his people, the Almighty God, the very wise God. So you can see all the virtues, all the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ in this book. Also, we can imagine the life in heaven because of this book. And let me tell you, all the rituals of the Coptic Orthodox Church related in a way to the book of Revelation. We are praising God like the way we had seen in the book of Revelation. We are wearing the garment, the white garments, because they were the white garments in heaven. We offer incense because they offer incense in heaven. We are sharing the praises all together, the fathers of the church, the angels, and all the believers. So we are making like a liturgy. So many of the forefathers studied the book of Revelation as kind of a liturgy. When we pray a mass, it's like a mass. So we see God's power in heaven, glory in heaven. Then he speaks to us like the part of the liturgy, the catechumen part or the teaching part, the readings in the church. Then we are praising God like agios. Then we give the story of salvation. Then it comes to kind of unity with the Lord himself through the gift of the Eucharist. So when we study the book of Revelation, we are like having the picture of heaven, which we can never imagine because it's beyond imagination. Although the book of Revelation gave us many details, but still the full imagination of the beauty of heaven no one can reach. Some of the scholars tend to explain the mysteries in the book of Revelation as saying this means there will be kind of a war at that time, there will be kind of a famine, kind of a plague, but we do not usually comment on the books of the Bible this way, because the forefathers of our Coptic Church tend to understand all the verses in a spiritual taste, not in a kind of a literal explanation of details. Also, the book of Revelation is full of prayers. So many of the prayers in our church, founded upon the book of Revelation. Also, we can see the one church in the book of Revelation, the one body of Christ, partially many members in heaven praising God and praying for us. And some of the members are still struggling to catch the kingdom of heaven. Also, when we study the book of Revelation, we will find out that the Old Testament and the New Testament is there. So you can refer many of the verses in the book of Revelation to the prophets and also to the epistles and the gospels. So as being the last book written in the Bible, it's like the revision of all the mysteries in the Bible and the story of salvation. Let's start commenting on the first chapter of the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. It started by the word revelation, which is apocalypse or apocalypsis in Greek language. That's the word used by our church at the night after crucifixion. The night between Friday of crucifixion and the Saturday of the night, of the light. This night we call it Apocalypse night, Apocalypsis, because our church used to read the book of Revelation at that night. in order to tell everyone that that's the end of the story. Because of his redemption, now everyone who believe in him and who will stick to him will have this fine outcome of his labor, because he came to save us, and because of his redemption, we will be saved in heaven. So the book of Revelation, like the book of victory, Christ saved his people. And so we are reading this book of Revelation at the night before the good news of his resurrection. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. So Christ giving the church the news of the coming days. That's why we consider the book of Revelation is like a prophecy. The only book in the New Testament related to prophecies, because he's speaking about the future. All the Gospels spoke about Christ, his salvation, and his teaching, his life. The epistles, explain the life of Christianity and the beliefs of Christians. The book of Acts spoke about the first 30 years of the life of the early church. But the book of Revelation speaks about the future of the church, the future of the world, and the end of this life. Things which must shortly take place. So whatever revealed in this book will take place at its time. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So, as always, God may reveal his secrets, and through the angels he may give it to one of the prophets. So John was considered an apostle and also a prophet. And if you remember many of the books in the Old Testament, those who had seen visions, they were always persecuted. They had this hard time, and through this hard time, with the power of prayer, God revealed some secrets. It happened with Jeremiah, it happened with Isaiah, it happened with Ezekiel. So it happened so many times with the prophets. Now it's happening to Saint John, because he was persecuted. At that time, he was exiled in the island of Patmos. That's why God gave him his peace, his heavenly peace, by seeing the future of the church. So he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God. So John considered the only witness at that time, because he lived his life with the Lord Jesus Christ. The generation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the early 30 years, no one now is living, but only John. So John was considered the real strong witness, because being old enough, he could speak about the life of Jesus Christ, who had seen by his eyes, who he had touched by his hands. And this was written, were written in the first epistle of Saint John. To the word of God and to testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. So he had seen vision, and he was ordered to tell the people what's about the future of the church and the victory of Christ himself over the power of evils. Blessed is he who read and those who hear the word of this prophecy. So he gave his blessing to everyone who is reading this book and speaking about the words of this book. And he called this book like a prophecy. So it's not us who made this book like a prophecy. It's the word of God. Consider this special book of Revelation as a prophecy. Blessed is he who read and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Saying the time is near, yes, because we all die very quickly, and even for any generation who considered life is long, no, they all went away, and the end of life will come soon, and much sooner than anyone expects. So, because the time is near, we need to be ready. We have to be watchful, because it's like a real warning from heaven. Everyone should be ready to meet God. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. So the book of Revelation started by special messages to special people living in Asia Minor, in which Saint John spent most of his second part of his life. You all know that Saint John took Saint Mary, the mother of God, in his house, and he, you know, cared for her until she went to heaven. Then he started to preach the word of God, especially in Asia Minor. So the churches in Asia Minor were under the supervision of Saint John the Evangelist. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. So before speaking to the angels of the seven churches, he gave this grace to you and peace from him. Him is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he always is Jehovah. He is always there, because he had no beginning. He is the true light of true light, true God of true God. So who is and who was, because he had no beginning, and who is to come. So Christ came once to save us, and he is also coming again to take us to heaven. So he is always coming. That's why he made it this way: who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. You know, it's only just one Holy Spirit, but when the Holy Spirit works in the churches, the Holy Spirit may speak different messages to different people according to their needs. The truth is one. The message of repentance is one. The faith is one. But again, the special help given by the Holy Spirit to one may be different from the other. The Holy Spirit may help someone to repent, may help someone to believe, may help someone to praise, may help someone to serve. That's the meaning of seven spirits, like one spirit, but having seven actions. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. You know, he is the faithful witness because he is the truth himself. So he gave the witness to the truth. He said it clearly: I am the truth, I am the life, I am the light, I am the resurrection. So he is the witness, the first one. And also he is the firstborn from the dead. He is not, you know, the first one who came out of death, but being conquering death, overcoming death, and he will never die again. Now he is called the firstborn of the dead. Everyone will follow him, like the firstborn of resurrection. So we will follow him, we will die after him, and we will rise out of death just after him. That's why he was called the firstborn from the dead. And the ruler over the kings of the earth. So he is the king of kings, the rulers above all rulers in this world. He is the Pantocrator. He controls everything. Although we can see like kingdoms come up and come down, kings coming every generation, wars here and there, people who are controlling many people, but still, he is the ruler of everyone. He is the king of the kings. He is the king of heaven and earth. He is the king of the kingdom of heaven. That's why he spoke about the divine nature of our Lord Jesus Christ before revealing the mysteries coming in the future. May God bless you all. Glory to God. Amen.